Aircheckdownloads.com. Liverpool's More Music Mornings.
6:02 is the time, a brand new day and a brand new week of the greatest hits at breakfast is good to go. My name is Rossi, hope you had a good weekend, and we'll start this morning in 1985 with a debut hit from Aha and Take On Me. Greatest hits at breakfast. Hello.
The good times
sound like this.
We are jamming across Liverpool and the Northwest on a Monday morning with Bob Marley and the Wailers. Good morning, this is Rossi waking you up with the greatest hits at breakfast. 9 minutes after six is the time. 5th of June already. Well done to Manchester City, by the way. FA Cup winners 2023. I was watching the game. I don't think I was alone. I thought United were going to nick a late goal and then bring it into extra time. But wasn't to be. Good luck to West Ham. Wednesday night this week in the Europa League final against Fiorentina. Wednesday night. I think it's a good while, really, since West Ham have won any major silverware. So Wednesday night, let that be the night. Champions League, of course, 5 days and counting. City again, going for the treble. And Inter Milan. Happy birthday to Kenny G. What a saxophonist he is. 67 today. Marky Mark Wahlberg is 52. This day, 1956, Elvis Presley performed Hound Dog on US TV for the very first time. Apparently the next day was the talk of the nation because of his suggestive hip movements. Only to be outdone a couple of years later by Tom Jones. Boy, he could wiggle those hips, couldn't he? And apparently only a fifth of young people aged between 18 and 24, one in five, have ever chatted someone up in real life. Wow, the good old chat up. The hardest part of it, definitely, without a question of a doubt, was making that first move. That opening bit of the conversation. Or using those weird and wonderful chat-up lines. Oh, them's was the days. I would have no idea how to chat someone up these days, huh? Coming up, Sister Sledge after Bonnie Tyler and the greatest hits of breakfast. 18 minutes after 6 is the time. Good morning, this is Rossi with the greatest hits at breakfast. Sunshine coming through our studio windows. It's looking rather good. Time for things you never knew you never knew. For example, the Spice Girls. Did you know they weren't always called the Spice Girls? When they first started out, they were actually called Touch. And apparently, in accordance to one of the ladies in the band, they were very bland. And then they became the Spice Girls and the rest, as they say. In Japan, there is a term, and it is kuchizamishi. Kuchizamishi. It's basically the act of eating when you're not hungry. And the reason why they do this in Japan, apparently, is because your mouth is lonely. Any old excuse. And have you ever noticed this, that all the clocks in every scene in the movie Pulp Fiction are all set at 4:20? Looks like I'm going to have to watch that movie over again just to check in. Coming up, I've got a little cryptic clue to get you thinking. I'm going to play you some Elton John from the 1980s and one of the best from Texas in just a moment.
Greatest Hits Radio. AircheckDownloads.com.